Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hello, and welcome to Finish Well Radio. We're so excited that you're with us tonight. We have four very special men on the show with us, and they are going to be sharing about their experiences of having a sword ceremony together with some other dads and sons. Before we get started, let me have these men introduce themselves to you. So welcome to Pastor Mike Curtis, to Jose Orama, to Josh Nolet, and to Jimmy Curtis. Mike, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Mike Curtis. I'm the pastor of Powerline Community Church. Every year we look forward to doing a Finish Well conference in which we have a couple hundred homeschooling families join us and really get envisioned for what God's laid on the heart for homeschooling. So that's a lot of what we do as a pastor. We're very much involved with discipleship and really have a vision for that. I am married to Meredith Curtis. We've been married now for 30 awesome years and had an awesome time when we first got married, a honeymoon in Bermuda, that I just thought I'd throw out there and let you know that little interesting fact. But I have five wonderful children, four daughters. One just got married, and she is pregnant, ready to have a baby in beginning of April. And so we're looking forward to that. I'll be a grandpa for the first time. And then I have a son here who's joining me tonight. He is 16, and I'll let him tell a little bit about himself.
Hello. My name is Jimmy Curtis, and as you already knew, my dad and my mom are both in here. I'm 16 years old, a junior in high school. I'm thinking about going into engineering in college, but I'm not sure yet. I work on the sound team at our church, and I love sports, and school right now is sadly my life. And I love my mom very, very much, even though she slaps me when I say that I don't like school. So here is my best friend, Joshua Nolet.
Well, I'm Josh. I am 17 years old. I'm also a junior in high school. Me and Jimmy basically do all of the classes together. I work on the sound team. As Miss Meredith puts it, I manage the PowerPoint team with an iron rod. And I manage the media section for the ceremony at Finish Well. And I'm really good friends with the next guest's sons, and this is him. So I'll let him introduce himself.
So my name is Jose Orama. I'm glad to be here. I'm a dad of four beautiful kids. I'm glad to be part of this show tonight, and I'm looking forward to all your listeners and out there. So you can be blessed through all this discussion tonight, and thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, guys. It's so good to have you here. About a year ago, you guys all got together with some other fathers and sons for a special night. And before we hear about the night, Mike, what was your vision and purpose in planning this special night?
That's an excellent question. Many cultures throughout the world have a ceremony for their boys in which they believe now they become men. In some cultures, like in the Vanuatu of the South Pacific, they have their teen boy who's becoming a man jump off a 100-foot-high platform with a bungee attached to his ankle. Now it's a vine, but it acts like a bungee. And the goal is for him to tap his head on the ground, and once he has done that, hopefully be able to walk away still alive. Some outrageous concepts. So we were going to do that, but I got voted down. Instead, we decided to go, like with my daughters, when they came of age at 16, I took them out on a date to an expensive restaurant, treated them like queens, and gave them a purity ring. Well, I knew the purity ring was not going to go over real well with my son, so we had to come up with a different idea. So instead, I came up with a sword. And wanted to get a sword. You can actually find them online or a variety of other places for under $100. They're display swords, but awesome looking. And I wanted the sword to represent this sense of purity, much like a purity ring did. But I wanted it to be more this concept of defending purity. So fighting for it on behalf of God's kingdom in his own life, but also defending the purity of the sisters in Christ around him. So that was the concept behind this. But I wanted to be able to do this for my son. I wanted a number of others as they continue to grow up in our church to be able to have something like this, to be able to receive a challenge from their dad who really loves them. And then we're going to be talking about the actual ceremony a little bit later. But to be able to call them to manhood. And so there was a way in which I had the guys craft their charges that were to last about 10 minutes and then praying over their son. Actually, all the men that were there, there were four dads and five sons there. And when we prayed over them to really be led by the Spirit, there's some prophetic words that came out, just really heartfelt prayers. And just an absolutely awesome time. In retrospect, I would say it was, I'm just so glad that we really invested the time and that we did this. But our goal was to be able to call our sons and to manhood and be able to have them, every day they look up, look around their room, be able to see that sword and know that they are here on this earth to extend God's kingdom and defend those principles such as purity in his kingdom. So that was our goal, and just going to have my wife's going to ask some questions, and I hope you're able to really capture the concept tonight, because I believe that something like this really needs to take place more and more for our young men as they're turning that corner between being boys into manhood.
Thank you so much, Mike. Josh, can you give us a rundown of what the evening looked like?
Yes. We actually did this ceremony. My dad actually did not tell me anything about what we were doing in advance to this. He just told me that it was happening, and we talked about what it means and things like that. But we did it on a Tuesday night, so it was like after co-op, and so after everybody left, and we had changed into like nice clothes because we wanted this to be a special ceremony. We went outside, and while my dad grilled steaks, we played cornhole for half an hour, something like that. We just played a few games of cornhole and talked and had fun and laughed together and stuff. And after my dad was finished with the potatoes and the steak or whatever he was cooking, we all went inside and we served ourselves our plates. And we had these awesome, awesome steaks that were like humongous and amazingly delicious. 16-ounce steaks. It was amazing. So we sat down and we ate and we did more talking and we had fun. And it was one of the most amazing meals of my entire life. So we finished with that. We moved into the living room, and each dad took about 15 minutes to just, some were affirming their sons, but it was ultimately just a call or a charge to their sons of their life as men from that day forward and to us. And so it was just really our dads telling us what they wanted to see in our lives, what this ceremony meant, and what it meant to be a man. So each dad took the time to do that, and after they finished talking, they would gather around the son that was being spoken to. And they would pray over him. Right before that, our dads would give us the swords. So then they would pray over us, and then we would go sit down, and we did that whole thing. And then after that, we took our swords and we set them down somewhere else, and we watched a movie on Clearplay called King Arthur. And the point of this was just to show just kind of like bravery and camaraderie and showing that this man was willing to lay himself down for his brothers, and it was just kind of a view of us as Christian men. If we walk into this battle together, we're going to stand up for one another, and we're going to stand up for the people that are behind us. And so, like, they had families and stuff like that. And so it was just, I don't know, it was an awesome night. And so that's what we did.
And Josh didn't mention, but all the women in the house had to leave. It was a guys-only night. They really just told us to go, and, you know, they would tell us when we could come back. Jimmy, what was the highlight? What was your favorite part of the night?
My favorite part was just having all the guys over and us hanging out, having fun, playing games, eating a really good dinner, and watching a really cool movie. And then also, I don't know, the actual part of like my dad talking to me and giving me an encouraging word was very uplifting. So yeah. My favorite part, though, is probably having to not jump off a 100-story-foot building, though.
My favorite part, too, Timmy. Thank you. Josh, how did you feel when you said your dad didn't tell you anything about it, so you knew he had this surprise for you, and how did that make you feel as a son?
Well, honestly, I knew there was a sword ceremony, and I knew when it was happening, and I kind of knew a little bit about it, but Jimmy wouldn't tell me anything, and neither would the O'Ramas, because my dad asked them not to, and so I didn't know anything, but then when my dad was standing there, and he was talking to me, I didn't think I was going to get a sword. I thought that he had something else for me, and I didn't think I was going to get, I honestly had no idea what to expect. Honestly, leading up to that, like a month before, I had just messed up in a lot of ways in my life, and I had been dishonest for a while, and I had gone behind my parents' back and behind Pastor Mike's back and did a lot of things that I was specifically told not to. And so for a while, me and my dad sat down and we talked about, you know, where my heart was and even if I was ready for this ceremony. And so spent a lot of time testing my heart and just testing where I was. And so after that, especially, that my dad took the time and took the money and took the, he even did it for me, was just, it meant a lot. And honestly, when he handed me the sword, or he like pulled back a cloth and revealed the sword, I like almost cried, but then I was like, no, I cannot cry right now in front of all of these guys. This is like, man, this ceremony. So I didn't. And so, I don't know, it just, it meant a lot to me that my dad did this for me, especially after what I had done to him.
Jose, you have two great sons, you're a great dad, and I love watching you with your children. Tell us how you prepared for the sword ceremony.
Yes. Well, I prepared myself mentally, you know, as a dad, as a mentor guy. I just come up with a nice story of them. I just put together a few things, and but I prepare myself physically because I went around looking for right sword, and I, oh, two kids, it would be there, so it was double for me. So everything was double. Instead of 15 minutes, it was 30 minutes. So I just looking for the right sword. Thank God that I did it good. And finally, I prepared myself spiritually. I was looking and praying all that month, praying to God to lead us to say, and, you know, that night, so they can hear some prophetic words from God. That was my whole thing, and we did good that night. Thanks, love, for that was our first experience as a dad in that ceremony, and I love it. I'm looking forward to be part of that again sometime.
Okay, now, Jimmy, describe your sword.
It has a handle, and on the, there's like a little ball at the beginning of the handle. Okay, I can't really remember what's on the little ball. It's David's star at the beginning of the handle. And then right before the blade, there's like a little cross thing, and it has the Ark of the Covenant on it, and then two like lions coming out, like it's about to eat something. And then the blade is like metal and silver. So it's a 42-inch sword, apparently from my dad. And it's very shiny. I like it. And unfortunately, it's not sharp, so I can't, like, slice any intruders, but it's really cool looking.
Wasn't there some scripture? No? Plaque. Oh, Defender of Purity is what it says on it. Okay. And Josh, do you want to describe yours?
Well, mine also has a handle, like Jimmy said. Go figure, you know? So our sources are that similar. But mine, my dad really just wanted mine to reflect kind of like, I guess, what I would do is what he was thinking. And so he went and he got just a really generic handled sword. So it has just a metal ball that tapers on the end of it. It has leather for the handle with a ring in the middle of the handle. And then it has just a really basic iron hilt. But it's just dark, dark gray. And then the sword is, the blade itself is bright silver.
Let me just add very quickly, this is Pastor Mike. Dads, when you're looking for a sword, you want to make sure that you get the right sword, of course, but there are some swords out there that you probably want to not purchase. For example, there are some swords, they're Masonic swords that reflects Freemasonry. That's not a sword you want to get. They've got occultic type symbols on them. Those are rather big, and so those are types of swords you want to avoid. There was another one. It was a Robin Hood sword, and it looked awesome. It was nice and heavy duty. It was actually sharp. I wasn't quite sure I wanted to get that one, at least for that reason. But I did not want the sword ceremony for my son to have him reflecting upon Robin Hood, who stole from the rich to give to the poor. So that's not something I wanted to communicate to my son. So, dads, when you're looking for a sword, find out what type of sword it is. I purchased one for my son. It was called the King Solomon sword. Lots of different types of swords out there, of broad swords. I personally think they're the coolest, but there is a Braveheart type of sword, Scottish. So anyways, all different types out there. Just make sure that you understand the type of sword that you're getting.
Thank you so much. We are going to take a break and have a commercial, and we'll be right back. And when we get back, we're going to hear more from Jose and Pastor Mike about how to prepare your sons for manhood.
Hello, everybody. This is Hal.
And this is Melanie.
And you're listening to Finish Well with Mike and Meredith Curtis.
When you're done here, why don't you check out our program,
Making Biblical Family Life Practical with Hal and Melanie Young.
We're the homeschooling parents of 8. We have them all grown up.
And we're trying to take biblical truth into the 21st century family.
With grace, humor, and a long-term perspective.
And we want to answer the question, how do I get from vision to reality in my own home?
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live or anytime at all on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and e-books about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's P-O-W-E-R. LINEPROD.com. Powerline Productions. Being world changers, raising world changers. Been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Well, we're back again. Jose, what advice do you have for fathers wanting to help their sons become men?
Sure, good question. I think to all fathers, I can say this. Through the years, I found out the importance of the relationships, in this case, fathers and sons. And I think we are responsible for, I call this the bridge of changes. And this starts since they're born. We are like Bob the Builders. We go in from building brick by brick this bridge so they can go and pass. I think just to be an example, good sample, and with them, how to approach them is very important. And plus, God is always going to be first in the family, and a good atmosphere of a Christian family. That will be a key, number one key. I think as a dad, we always want the good thing for them. Just being the dad that God wants us to be, I think that's enough. We just pray every night and ask God about how you want me to be in this relationship with my son. I think that's the most important thing.
Thank you so much, Jose. Josh, what advice do you have for fathers and sons listening who want to prepare a special ceremony to celebrate their sons passing from boyhood to manhood?
Well, I think for the sons, and I guess this is part for the fathers because it's their responsibility to do this, but it's really essential that the sons understand what the commitment is of becoming a man. So last year, last September, me and Jimmy and Pastor Mike started meeting on a weekly basis to go over a character class, but also to do accountability and just talk about the different things that were going on in life. And I think one of the first things Pastor Mike said to us was, I want you guys to work on a mentality in your life that life is not just about games. It's not about how good you can be at sports. It's not about how good you can be at video games. It's not about, you know, how many hot dogs you can eat in 30 seconds. It's not about, you know, whatever these things may be. It's about doing things that matter. So it's about, I don't know, Jimmy put it eternally mindset, have an eternal mindset. And so, you know, life is about character, and life is about the people around us, and life is about things that really matter in the long term. And so your son really needs to understand that, you know, this isn't just some shiny sword that he's getting, or a really awesome meal that he's getting, or some, you know, like praise session that he's going to be like puffed up and, you know, he's going to feel really good by the end of it, and that's all it's going to be. Because the ceremony was not that for us. It wasn't just, you know, some fun thing that we did one Tuesday night. It's like a ceremony representing that all of us were going to change the way we're living. It wasn't something we were being given. It was a call to a higher standard of living. And it's a call to, as men, we need to go on and we need to be, you know, brothers in arms, basically. And we need to be caring for one another. And we need to be defenders of purity, as Jimmy's plaque says. And we just need to be men that are upright and are after God's own heart.
Thank you, Josh. Jimmy, how about you? What advice would you give to fathers and sons in preparing and becoming, going from boyhood to manhood?
To sons, I would say being humble, because most of the time when you're, like, learning from your father, it can most of the time be like, I'm smarter than him. Or even when he tells you to do something, you can mostly think, I don't really know how this is going to affect me for the good and stuff like that. But I think being humble and just trusting your dad that, I mean, he does know what he's doing and he's been here longer than you have, and he can point you in the right direction even when sometimes you feel like it's not. So being humble is one of the biggest things. And then also to the fathers, would also be leading by example, and just make sure everything that you're teaching your children, and well, mainly your sons, that you're actually living it out. And so you can tell them to work hard, but if you yourself aren't working hard, then it's going to be very hard for them to listen to you. So to fathers, I would say leading by examples, and sons to be able to be humble and be teachable, so that you can actually grow in the Lord.
Jose, I always hear of your basketball adventures. You play basketball with your sons. You go out to Sunday sports with your sons. And I get to hear some funny stories, like the time that Alex forgot his license and was driving and all those kind of funny things. But share with everybody, what are some things that you do to build a close relationship with your sons, and how does that impact them in becoming men?
Yes. Well, I'm this kind of dad that I'm always with my kids. I got this balance of being with my two boys and my two girls. And when I need to go and watch cartoons, I go in the rooms and I play video games. Well, right now, these two, Jose and Alex, are teens, and they just 18 and 16. So it comes at the time to be more. Every time we go to Sunday sport, we took like 20 minutes from my house to the Sunday sport. And either me driving or one of them, I'm always go for those 20 minutes. I'm always do my preaching to them. They call that the Sunday morning preaching. And I think the most effective thing on these relations is to be very close and all the time. Myself, I think that if you that close, you are the number one influence. You're not getting regretted before or after. You just be their friends. And even though when they're struggling, in some areas, you just go and pray God before you approach them and ask God for wisdom, and everything will be in the right place. I'm at this, I don't never scream, or just go and talk to them, because I know in this stage of their life, they will understand more. I'm very proud of them. And we just, when we go to sport, sometimes I forget that I'm a dad, and we just joking around and do. I'm 42, but I'm still taking in basketball. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. And just for any of you listening, we all do go to church, I promise, and Sunday sports we have because our church actually shares a building with another church, and we have our church services right now on Saturday night. And one of the things that has been such a blessing is Sunday sports, where a lot of the dads go out and the sons, and they play sports together, and it really has been relationship building. Mike, anything else on your heart as far as...
I think it's obviously very key, as Jose is sharing, that dads, you need to be spending time with your sons. During that time, look for some teachable moments. You know, Scripture says in Deuteronomy 6, teach them while you're sitting at home and while you're walking along the way, when you're laying down and when they're getting up. And look for those opportunities, not just discipleship time. I have discipleship time with my son each week. We cover a variety of topics that guys really need to get a good firm handle on, such as walking, real men walking in freedom, integrity issues, faithfulness, what that looks like, purity, just what it means to be a close friend, serving, loving others, how to lead your emotions rather than being led by your emotions, what leadership looks like. So a variety of things, and drawing obviously completely from the Scriptures, so very important. But as you're walking along the road, as you're going to sports, as you're heading out to Lowe's, whatever you might be doing, to look for those opportunities to grab teachable moments. Variety of subjects, variety of things can come up during the course of the day while you're together with your son or even your daughter, but being able to see an opportunity to just share a personal experience. Kids love to hear stories about dad and what he went through, what it was like. I was 14 years old when I gave my heart to Christ. And so for a number of my teen years, I was walking with the Lord, but I certainly had my struggles and did some really stupid things. And just be able to share some of those things that I learned and be able to relate with my children, with my son, I think that's very, very important. So if I could just leave one thing with you, it's grab that time with them, one-on-one discipleship time, but then look for those other opportunities during the course of the day, the week, the month, in which might be a movie, but something in which you can relate to them, maybe from a personal experience, but truth and wisdom, because those types of things will stay with your kids for such a long time.
This is Josh. I had a guy ask me a question the other day, and he was kind of amazed, because we were just talking about my and my dad's relationship and just kind of just chatting. But then he looked at me, and he was, like, so confused and amazed, and he was like, "Do you give your dad advice?" I was like, "Yeah, I do." And I had time to think about it later, but it was just the concept was so unknown to him that a child would give a father advice. And something I really love and respect about my dad is that, like, every other night or so, we just spend time just talking, just about whatever. And it's just me and my dad talking about life or work, or he'll come home and he'll be frustrated with an issue, and so we'll get time to, like, he'll just, like, talk about it, and he'll talk about the different things and ask for my advice on different things. So it's just, I don't know, to see my dad have such a humble, teachable heart is just really influential to me. And honestly, I do aspire to have that hope when I have kids that I can take advice from them and listen to them. So for fathers, I don't know. You need to be their friend, like Mr. Jose was saying. And so me and my dad are now really close friends, and it's definitely changed our relationship.
And I'm always say this to all your dads out there and sons. Dads, the best you can do for your sons is to love God. And sons, the best thing you can do for your dad is to love God. Thanks.
And, you know, so many dads in our generation aren't with their families, but I am so grateful to be surrounded by godly dads in my home, in my church, and just amazing men who invest in your children. So to all of you who are dads out there who are taking the time to listen to this either tonight or in the future, kudos to you for wanting to invest in your son and love your son and bring him from boyhood to manhood. God bless you all very much. And thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Hurst and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.